WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The language of the New Age movement has found an unlikely home in the corporate conference rooms of America. Jeff Nunberg has these thoughts.
I was watching a TV business program as the CEO of a large company was explaining why they'd missed their numbers for the previous quarter. They'd had an issue with their Asian markets, he said, and another issue with a Salesforce reorganization. But he concluded on an upbeat note, I quote, "The issue is to execute, and we're going through these executional issues." You know who's originally responsible for this issue stuff? It's Fritz Perls, the progenitor of the various shoots and stalks of the human potential movement that flourished in the 70s. Gestalt, transactional, existential, Esalen, all the rest. That's when we began to internalize all our external conflicts and to redefine reality as a purely in-house product. Don't look at them, look at yourself. And the effects on the language are still being played out. Take the way we ask permission. It used to be that you said, "I'm going to take off now. Is that okay with you?" Now we say, "Are you okay with that?" It's a small change in syntax, but the perspective is completely inverted. The language has rotated its eyeballs 180 degrees inward. It's as if to say, "Before I leave, please tongue your psyche and see if you encounter any raw spots that might prevent you from, as it were, being there for me when I get back." It was the same point of view that led people to start using problem as a euphemism for disagreement or dislike. "I've got a problem with the way she yells at everybody." That was a major step in the annals of confrontation avoidance. Instead of expressing your opinion, you could describe your inner states in a neutral, dispassionate way, like a political boss reporting the sentiment of the party faithful. "It's nothing to me one way or the other, but I'm running into a little resistance in the Third Ward." The only problem with problem is that it has a certain regressive negativity. When you start using the P word, it's only a small step to using the B word, blame. That's what led to the brilliant stroke of substituting issue, which turns what were once obstacles into neutral talking points. When you tell somebody that there's a problem that has to be fixed, you are, as they say, personalizing your criticism. The team-oriented way to put this is to say that there's an issue that has to be revisited. I expect it's only a matter of time before I hear a baseball announcer saying, "He's a good fielder, but he has an issue hitting the curveball." Remember when we used to dismiss this sort of talk as psychobabble? That was back in the 70s, when all these therapies and fads were having their heyday, most exuberantly out here in Northern California. It's the period that Syra McFadden satirized in her 1977 bestseller, The Serial, which recounted a year in the life of a terminally hip couple in Marin County, just over the Golden Gate Bridge. The book engendered endless mirth in the rest of the country for its dead-on renderings of the lifestyle and language of the moment. And it probably did more than anything else to establish the California joke as a fixture in the late-night talk show monologue. It's funny, though. When you read McFadden's novel now, the characters' enthusiasms don't strike you as nearly so absurd as they did at the time. 25 years later, it's hard to recall what was so reasonable about being into jogging, 10-speed bicycles, ecology, cappuccino, or women's lib, as people at the time used to call it. For that matter, it's not clear anymore why we thought it was so ridiculous that McFadden's characters should be into saying, "be into." Was it really only Northern Californians back then who said, "You've got to get your act together," or "I was completely blown away by that"? And how about that word process, which the modern corporation would be hard put to live without? It brings you up short to realize that people used to consider it New Age jargon. A quarter of a century after The Serial appeared, the New Age movements that Pearl inspired and McFadden satirized are mostly passé. But most of the language they left us has moved into the mainstream, and nowhere more prominently than in the American corporation, where it was imported by HR people and management theorists. Once you strip the talk of its more pointed ideological content, it turned out to be a perfect medium for blurring the hard edges of hierarchy, for bringing people on board and getting them to align with your end-state vision. We've reached the point where the CEO of a Fortune 500 company can talk about having execution issues, and nobody even thinks to make a Marin County joke. We all crossed that bridge some time ago.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.